BFM 89.9, Daryl and Hanif with you on the Pulse. Before the break, we were talking about classical music's rise during the pandemic and asking you on the program, what do you listen to relax, and do you think classical music will remain popular post-pandemic? Feel free to text us your answers 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Alright, and we're going to move on with something a bit more, I guess personally for me, a bit more heartwarming. As we're all aware,
classical music is not heartwarming.
You got me there, bro. I guess a different kind of heartwarming.
All right, go on.
So, as we're all aware, musicians are facing a lot of challenges during the pandemic. Most of them can't perform in public and have to resort to performing from home and live streaming their performances online. Recording seems to also be a problem due to the various logistical limitations. So, you know, some people don't have the right equipment to record, right? Even from home.
For sure.
And now that we're in this recovery phase of the MCO, they somehow have to start again in this new normal. Recognizing this and wanting to play his part in helping local and aspiring musicians get back on their feet, Francis Dunker, he's the president of Persatuan Pemuzik Tempatan Selangor, PPTS, or Local Musicians Selangor Association, decided to open up a recording studio as well as a live stream space for musicians in the state, Selangor. Yeah. Right. It's called Memory Studios, and it was built using funds mainly from his own pocket. He joins us on the line to share the story behind his efforts. Welcome to the show, Francis. Can you share with us how Memory Studios came to be?
During the MCO, we had isolation music, and all the musicians were streaming from home. We had all kinds of eating problems because the first time we were doing this, we had cameras upside down, sound was not happening. And then during the riot, we had a session at a studio, an innovation studio, which was sponsored. And from what we went through, I told myself, I thought it was about time we had our own studio where we can do as we like and become a base for all the musicians to come and work out and you know, do things streaming online and all that. That's how we all put our heads together and started the studio.
I like that aspect of Memory Studios in the sense that you also think about, I guess, the trendy way or the normal way of doing things these days, right? Which is to have like a live stream, right? So it sounds like a very 2020 thing to do. Did you consult local aspiring musicians to get their feedback on the kind of things that they probably want and need in a studio like this?
Yeah, we've actually put a word out to everybody, and we actually did trial runs, and a lot of musicians came in, bands came in, and everybody really enjoyed it, and they know that we are doing something good for them. It's not really big, but big enough to hold two different stages: one for a smaller band and with a grand piano, and one for a bigger band. And we could sit about 20 old people following the MCO, you know, with a 1 meter difference and all that.
Okay, so you did take into consideration the kind of things, I guess, the new SOPs and the new normal as well, right?
Yeah,
based on the news report that I read, there's a very humble spirit to the production behind Memory Studios. Did you hope that this will also translate into a more earnest effort in creating music for our local musicians?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is just the initial stages. We hope with the support from our friends and the public out there, we hope this will get bigger and we can get more sophisticated equipment and hopefully, this could be a platform for the musicians to earn a living.
Was funding a big problem because of the nature of your approach? You use a lot of recycled products, a lot of hand-me-downs and things like that, right?
See, where the studio is concerned, everything was from my pocket. I did not take any money from the Persatuan because we had just enough to keep the Persatuan going. And everything was done with the help from my workers, and I myself helped to build, this studio, because we had a very tight budget, and we wanted to keep the funds we had mainly for the equipment and the lighting and the sound and video equipment. Those were everything was brand new.
All right. So, if you don't mind me asking this, how much are you planning to charge people who want to use the studio?
Honestly speaking, we don't have any fees. If anybody wants to advertise their product or wants to use the studio to do a recording or whatever, can sit down and talk to us. Sit down and talk to us. As long as we can, we can get some money for the Persatuan and we can cover our costs for the technical crew, and most of them are all musicians. So it's a small income which they will generate if they get work. So if you want to advertise your product, or you want to use the studio to do a demo, or you want to, you have a original number and you want to put it on video or whatever it is, you can come and sit and talk to us. I mean, we can talk about profit sharing. We can whatever, as long as the first up one, that there's some money in there for the musicians.
So it's eventually, I guess, an initiative for the musicians, right?
For the musicians, yeah. In fact, we will encourage musicians with original songs and all that to come forward. Come and you know, and this is a platform where you can come and, you know, do it, you know, in a more professional way, and then we will put it online. So who knows, you may be a star overnight. If you make the money, we also make some money.
So for, I guess, aspiring musicians out there who would like to get in touch with you, where can they go to?
Yeah, the Persatuan is PPTS, Persatuan Pemusik Tempatan Selangor, PPTS. You can always call us and, you know, we would like you to perform for us, and if you got some original numbers you want to do, call us, we'll work together.
That was Francis Tangker, President of Persatuan Pemusik Tempatan Selangor, PPTS, or Local Musicians Selangor Association. If you want to find out more about their, I guess, organization, you can look them up and on Facebook. I think you can search for Musicians Malaysia on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, great stuff. It really sounds like a great initiative that Francis is doing, you know, providing a platform, especially in these difficult times. Lots of bands, you know, have that creativity, have that song, but there's no outlet to bring it to the world. And you know, just on your earlier point about, you know, musicians doing lots of stuff at home, recording lots of live videos, I feel that some of my favorite artists are putting out more stuff during this lockdown than, you know, normal days.
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess when you have the means, it's easier for you to do those things.
And then,
right?
You get complacent.
But I guess what Francis is trying to do is to also provide space for people who maybe don't have the, I guess, equipment or the space to do it professionally.
Great stuff, Francis. Again, what's the Facebook page that can go to?
Musicians for Musicians Malaysia. You want to check out, if you want to look for more information there.
Great stuff. Coming up on the program, we talk about TikTok signing a deal with United Masters, Ed Sheeran's selling off his first demo on auction. We also talk about NME branching out to Asia and Google Play Music shutting down. But first up, here's a new one from Odyssey featuring Raf Real with the track No Skips. Keep it here on The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif, only here on BFM 89.9.